Welcome to the Bro Detection Hotline. I'm here with your host, Mikey.
Hi, guys.
And I'm back.
Yeah. Where you been?
Dead. I've been dead.
Oh, that's poggers.
No, right?
Cool, I just put on my grills.
Damn, your grills that you made in school before quarantine started?
Oh, yeah, dude. I bought a whole box of minty gum.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And all I've been doing is getting the gum, throwing it out, and then using the wrappers as grills.
Wow. I never actually knew to do that. I had trouble taking the silver wrapping off the paper.
I don't. I just put it on. And it really hurts right now because I got like two cuts on my lips.
Jeez, why? Or how?
I don't know. You ever be like chewing gum or something or eating and then you accidentally bite the inside of your cheek or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, when that happened. Or when you butt your tongue super hard.
Yeah. I never really do that. When I do it, it's usually like an eh thing. But when I accidentally like actually bite my tongue, I feel like I rip it off or some shit.
Oh yeah. That's why I chew kinda slow sometimes. So that way
I do that after like an accident. Like if I bite my tongue, I'd be like, okay, take it slow, bucko. There's no rush.
I actually haven't bit my tongue in years. Actually.
I haven't bit my tongue in a while. Probably not in years, but like it's been a while. Like at least a couple of months.
I can't remember the last time I bit my tongue.
I only remember the like excruciating pain that comes with it.
The best I can remember from the last time I bit my tongue was I was pretty young. That's like the best I can remember from the last time I experienced biting my tongue.
The pain I remember is like I bite my tongue and then it feels like it feels like as if my tongue is being bitten after like I go, ow, that hurt. But like it still feels as if like something's like biting it, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So like if I bite my tongue and then I'm like, ow, that hurt, and then like I open my mouth and be like, ah, and then like it just feels like the teeth marks are like there and then like just compressing into my tongue.
So if just biting your tongue like not that hard hurt, imagine what piercing your tongue
would
be like.
Oh dude.
See, I'd give you a big ouchie.
See, okay. See, this, I think taking piercings, like putting it on your ears, on your nose, on your belly button, I guess. I'm like, okay, cool. That's fine. But like putting it on your lip or in your tongue or like just somewhere weird.
Some people have done it on their pee.
Or even on your nipple. On your nipple, I feel like that's taking it too far.
Oh yeah, the nipples. That's kind of piercing your nipples.
Like, if I see someone with earrings, I'm like, okay, cool. But there's just like, have you ever seen someone wear like those earrings where like they're like gigantic holes?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not a big fan of those.
I do not like those. Like, if I see that, I'm going to be scared.
All I can imagine with that is, like, after someone takes it out, it's just floppy, like, loose skin.
I've seen this one meme where this girl took out her piercings while her and her boyfriend were getting, you know, a little freaky. So what they did is she took out her piercings and she decided to let her boyfriend stick his dick in the holes in the ears. where her piercings were. And then she posted a photo of the aftermath where the hole was swollen, or around the hole was swollen. And then she said, "Help, I don't want to go to the doctors because I don't want to tell them what happened. What can I do?" I was like, "Oh no, you're fucked. You gotta go to the doctors and tell them you have a kink or getting a dick in your ear."
Yeah, just there's like, if it's a tiny like diamond shaped earring, or like even just like a hula hoop earring, like not like one that like extends your ear, but like one that goes out of one side and ends up on the other side. Like those like giant hula hoop rings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I'm like I don't think there's a problem with that. It's just like the big ones.
Like the hot Cheeto girl earrings.
Yeah. And like I feel like every kid has seen one of these, like in your elementary school class or some shit. But like, have you ever like opened up a book of Guinness World Records?
Well, who the hell hasn't?
Exactly, right? So like, you ever like go to like you're looking through it, and then all of a sudden you get to one page where it's like, oh, this guy has the world record of most earrings on his body. And then it's just a guy completely filled with hula hoop earrings, or like just every type of earring, like in his whole body.
You know, some guy put one of those hula hoop earrings on his cheek, so you could like see the side of his teeth, like clearly. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw that. I said, no fucking way am I ever doing that in my entire life.
Yeah, that's scars a kid.
Looks like it hurt. That looked like it hurt like a bitch. I would never want to.
That would definitely like scar a kid.
Yeah. Especially if you take him out, like that's not gonna heal ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it's gonna be.
Something I've wanted to talk about on the podcast. But like, I've never really like figured out a way to like introduce it, I guess. I've really wanted to talk about like, I don't know if you like personally listen to, but I'm definitely like a person that enjoys listening to YouTube rappers. But like, I enjoy listening to good YouTube rappers, like not Jake Paul or Logan Paul shit, but like good YouTube rappers. If you look at like all the playlists I've made on your Spotify account, I literally have two like playlists that are literally just of one artist, and he's just a YouTube rapper.
Wow. Last night I downloaded that lo-fi gaming playlist, and I was trying to play games while listening to it on my PlayStation, and I listened to like 5 songs on it, and I didn't like it.
Wasn't something weird? Every time like you go on a YouTube video or something, and the YouTuber like puts like lo-fi music like in the background while he's talking, I always go to myself and I'm like, wow, this sounds nice. I want to find a playlist that sounds like this. And so you go on Spotify, you go on some music app, and you're like, lo-fi. And there's tons and tons of playlists like about lo-fi that come out. And you listen to it, and you're like, wow, my ears are bleeding. This isn't like at all what I think lo-fi should sound like.
My personal opinion, there are only a couple of good lo-fi songs. Like, there's not a lot out there that are actually good, worth listening.
Like, it's weird to describe, like, the perfect, like, lo-fi beat, but you can tell, like, which ones suck and, like, which ones are good.
Yeah.
Like,
versus, like, rap, there are some that are just bad, or, I should correct myself, pretty much all of them that are bad, and only a couple that are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, For me, it's really hard to like describe something low, like something like lo-fi that I enjoy, because it's such a variety of type that like it's really hard to narrow it down. Like that just goes with like the overall question, like, oh, what type of music do you like? And you're like, I don't know. I like this artist and this artist, but they completely like are totally different. But like, I like this type of music. Cause like, I feel like answers like that are just so like vague. Like if I ask you right now, what's your favorite type of music? Answer me. Come on, tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you see? And then like, you want to say some like, I feel like the average like answer is either like hip hop, pop, or rap. So I'm like, oh, really cool. What type of rap? Like, you're like, I don't know, because there's like just so many different types of rap. Like, I feel like that question shouldn't like be asked. I feel like it should be mostly like, oh, what kind of artist do you like? Like, what kind of musician like do you like, or something like that. I feel like if you just keep asking, like, oh, what type of music do you like?
I can't understand. I can't hear a single thing you're saying when mom was talking to me.
I'm basically saying, like, I feel like the question, what type of music do you like, is just too, like, difficult to answer. And instead, you should be asking, like, oh, who's your favorite artist? Or something like that.
You're still not going to know. Or you may know, but most of the time you probably won't.
I feel like most people have like that one artist that like it's their go-to. Like for me, it's Quadeca. But like he's a very like, I feel like with his music, he's very like diverse. Like he can like make music that's ignorant like as fuck. And like then like next song, it's just like, holy shit, this is hitting me in the feels right now. So like I feel like answering that type of like question is more easier than going like, oh, what's your favorite music? Because like then you're like, oh, rap or something. And then you go, oh really? What type of rap do you like? And you're like, you know what? I don't really know. So like instead, like if I ask you who's your favorite artist, you're gonna give me one answer. And then I'm like, oh, really cool.
I know.
Like, you can, like, be like, oh, who's your favorite artist, or what artists do you like, or something like that. But, like, I feel like just asking, like, oh, what type of music do you like, is just a weirder way to answer it than who's your favorite artist.
It's, like, one of those questions that's super hard to answer.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I might have accidentally, in fact, we reset my computer. Whoops. Oh no. Oh, never mind.
I just hear you go, I might have accidentally factory reset my computer, and then in the background I just hear someone go, oh no, oh no, oh no.
That's my brother. He has to go poop every like one hour, and then if he doesn't go like at a specific time, he starts panicking and shit himself.
Well, you obviously haven't been on the podcast in a pretty long time, so let's catch up with the viewers. How's life been for you?
Good.
Good. it's like, you know, it's been all right. I've been having fun the last couple of days. You're like, nah, it's good.
Well, nothing really happened. Well, just yesterday, me and my girlfriend celebrated 5 months.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you have a girlfriend.
Oh my god, here we go.
Literally, out of all our friends, you have a girlfriend.
Yeah, we fucking go.
It's like, in a way, I'm proud, and in a way, I'm surprised.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean, but do you really think Jesse will get a girlfriend intense soon? Or well, Deontay?
Okay, see, Deontay, he, like, just doesn't want a girlfriend. What I think I know. That might not be the case. He might, like, be dying to want a girlfriend or something. But in my opinion, I don't see him as, like, seeking for a girlfriend. Jesse, on the other hand,
he's desperate.
He's not desperate. I think he's just confused because he. No, don't take it like that.
I mean,
I mean it like, if he's like put in a situation where this girl likes him, he just doesn't know how to continue it. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because in seventh grade, me and a bunch of friends basically like forced him into a relationship with this girl in our class. And eventually, wow. Like after hours of like going like, yeah, you like her, you know, you like her. And like to the girl, like, yeah, you know, you like him. We basically just go like they just go like, okay, fuck it. Let's date. They date, 2 days go by or some shit. And
they already break up.
And they literally break up. And it's the funny reason, too. I think Jesse talked about it once, but they broke up because Jesse posted this meme, which, by the way...
Oh, no.
Which, by the way, listen, I 1,000% agree that he started this meme. Literally, my entire life of looking at memes, like, probably like, since sixth grade and seventh grade, like, ever since I've seen memes... I've never seen it, and ever since he posted this one meme, it's, like, I've seen it everywhere. So, the meme is where, like, he's playing Clash Royale or something, just some, like, random game, and he's like, hey guys, welcome back to my Clash Royale video, and he, like, accidentally clicks out of the game, so, like, he exits the game, and he goes to his home screen, and then it's just hentai.
Oh, I love
it's hentai. Hentai everywhere. He goes, oh no. He starts screaming. He starts like yelling. He goes into his photos, hentai. He goes into his web history, hentai. He just goes like YouTube, hentai. Like it's just everywhere, hentai. And he's just screaming. And I'm telling you, he was the one who started that trend.
I love those memes.
Like he posted it a couple of days later. I'm like, okay, let's look at these memes. And I see another, and I see a meme literally exactly like that. I'm like, wow, this is literally like blatant copyright or some shit. But yeah, so then the girl, her mom took her phone and started looking through his Instagram page. And oh boy, she comes across that meme, and she's like, she basically forces her to break up with him literally like after 2 days. But yeah, he just because we talked about it in the episode that just got released this Wednesday, by the way. We're recording this at 10 at Wednesday, so make sure you listen to that podcast, motherfuckers. Give us your money. I just realized that my mic has been on the ground this whole time.
Oh, okay. So, I was scrolling through Spotify last night, and I went on our Grudge Detection Hotline playlist, and I was scrolling through some of the episodes, and I saw that a lot has happened. We got sponsored by Audible, and you guys had a guest.
Wait, what? Yeah, I know we got sponsored by Audible.
What?
I didn't hear it. Like, all I heard from that last sentence was Audible.
You guys got sponsored by Audible, and then you guys got a guest, a Canadian guest. Yeah. And then I was just reading those descriptions. I was like, fuck, I've been gone for a long time.
Yeah, we got, well, I figured out a way to get sponsored by Audible, which I don't know how, but
yeah,
but like, it wasn't like a sponsor, if that makes sense, because to be honest, like, with Anchor, Anchor's like supposed to like bring you like sponsors or something like that, and. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I'm guessing because of the whole virus thing or just lack of sponsors or just maybe because we're like a tiny podcast, but we haven't gotten any new sponsors. And it's so weird because when me and Jesse were doing like the Heck Heads podcast, that we did like a couple of episodes and then it just ended, right? And summer passes, I think, I don't know if it's high school or yeah, probably high school. High school starts, and I look at because I had the Anchor app downloaded. I look, I'm like, oh, okay, let's see how those two episodes went. And I look at the sponsor section, and it showed that we had three sponsors, but they were like limited time, I guess, and. Oh. And when I checked it, like, our time ended for that sponsor. So I'm like, wow, if we kept doing episodes, we would have had those three sponsors. And, like, since we didn't, like, we just, like, had those sponsors wasted. And,
real quick, I've been meaning to ask, how much money has this podcast made?
We're coming up at $3. We have like $2.85, like $2.85.
Ooh.
Yeah, not like
very
obviously,
nice.
Yeah, like obviously, like $3. Like wow, that's so much money. But if you realize it, we're only getting paid a penny for listen, and that means we've had 300. Almost 300 people, like not people, but like 300 like listens on our whole podcast. So like,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So like the people like that do listen like every like once a week or some shit. Thank you. but yeah, it's really cool. Like I have a stuttering problem or some shit. I'm really like in suspense, like what happens once we reach the limit, because like obviously we're sponsored by Anchor, and each sponsor we have a specific amount of money we can earn from that sponsor. So with Anchor, every episode you listen to, like every time you listen to the ad in the beginning, that's a penny. So once we get to $15, which is the limit, like I wonder if we cash out, do we keep Anchor like as a sponsor, and like if we cash out we can keep getting more money, or do we like not just get any money? So like I really like want to keep this podcast going because of money, basically. No, but like I just really want to know what would happen, like once we reach the $15 mark.
Oh yeah.
But I genuinely do enjoy doing this podcast. I don't care about the money. Sometimes I always look at the analytics. Sometimes my ego decreases every time I'm like, damn, this episode didn't do as much as this episode, or this episode, blah 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 like that. But like it's just basically like talking with friends, except
yeah, pretty much,
except like,
and it's fun.
Yeah, like except you have to be like at least a bit like not offensive, I guess, or not too over the top or over the edge, but
mm-hmm.
like overall, like talking to friends, like especially now in like quarantine, it's a good thing to do. And like, Like, even if, even like, because I can already tell if people like from our school listen to the podcast, they're like going to be like, oh, look at the bro detection hotline or something like that. Just make fun of it. Like, I'll be fine with it. Like, I'll the only thing that will be going through my head would be like, but where's your podcast? Cause like you can say all this shit. I don't care. At the end of the day, I have a podcast.
And you don't.
Like, we may only be making a penny a listen, but we're making money.
And we're doing it to have
fun. Like obviously, like, to get to, like, if we want to be, like, if we want to, like, make this podcast bigger and grow, we'll have to, like, stick with consistency and everything. But overall, like, it's just a fun thing to do.
Yeah. And I enjoy doing it. It's pretty fun. Even though I haven't been on it for a while, I still have fun doing it.
Yeah, like, most of the times, like, it's a struggle. Because I really just want to, like, have episodes where, like, it's all of us together. Because at this point, we're, like every member is just a guest. Besides me, it's like, this week, we're joined by Deontay. And that's it. This week, we're joined by Cody. And that's it. This week, we're joined by Jesse. And that's it. Like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I just want to have, like, everyone, like, on together. Because, like, that was the whole point of it. Like, at the beginning, like, it was us three, me, you, and Jesse, and we made it for, like, a couple of episodes. Then Deontay came in, and I'm like, okay, cool. So that means if so-and-so can't record, then we still have these two that can record. So...
And it ended up being the opposite, pretty much.
Yeah. But overall, like, I'm very, like, surprised to, like... the limit, or like, not the limit, but to how far this podcast has gone. Like, I expected it to go like a couple of weeks and then just end like it did the first time, but it's gone. This, we're coming up on our like 23rd episode. I'm pretty sure this would be our 23rd episode.
Our 23rd,
pretty like it, when this one gets uploaded. Yeah,
wow,
but yeah, this podcast is like just opening up so much shit, because like I've said shit in this podcast that like if people hear it now, like they know now, if that makes sense. Oh. I've talked about like how like I've felt towards people in quarantine, and like if I was allowed to say names, even though I wouldn't have said names, even if we were like allowed to, like then that means like those people that listened to that episode now know, and then like just that's how like shit spreads around.
And then we can't forget our first episode, like just me, you, and Jesse when I was still in Idaho. I accidentally said a couple of names.
Oh, yeah, but...
And then you can deal with it.
Yeah, but that... Like, just... As long as, like, we don't say anything that bad... Is everything good?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom was just on.
Okay, yeah, but... Like I was saying, like, just... Like, I encourage not to say names, but... If names are that big of a deal, obviously, like, the more names that aren't said, the easier it is to edit the podcast, and then it gets uploaded faster. But
yeah.
So how's quarantine been for you?
Good.
You gotta be more specific, man.
Nothing happened, and I don't really know what to say, really.
Well, you live like pretty much in the center of our town. Were you able to see like all the ash from the fire?
Yeah, some even came down.
Yeah.
On me a little bit.
Yeah, dude. It's weird. Like, at this point, like, it's not surprising me. Even if like 2020 wasn't a bad year, it still wouldn't surprise me because there's a fire every single year in California.
Yes.
But,
and I don't understand why.
I know, dude. And like with this one, like, you, like, with every other fire that's, like, been on the news, like, oh, California fire 2018 or California fire 2017. Like, you just see it on the news. With this fire, it's relatively close to, like us. Like, it's a 36-minute drive to, the town that, like, first, like, had the fire. And, like, the wind usually, like, is coming this way. So, like, if the fire doesn't stop, it could eventually get to this, like, our area.
Oh, yeah, and some stuff will catch on fire, probably burn down.
Dude, I don't know if I should call it a nightmare or just a regular dream, but I had, like, a fire-related dream, and I'm pretty sure it was the night where, like, I drove, like, pretty close to the fire. Like, I was literally a town away, like, in front of the fire. So, like, the fire is, like, in the mountains, and I was a town in front of it, so, like, but on the ground. But, like, I had this dream where, like, I was at home, and, like, it was just, like, night, and it was, like, fire-related, like, oh, the fire's here, we gotta get everything and, like, just get out of here. But, like, since it was at my home, we have, like, fire, like, farm animals, like, goats and pigs and shit, and so, like, we were all stressing, like, oh, we gotta get these, like, animals, like, we gotta take them with us, because it would suck if, like, they stayed, like, to the fire. And so, like, we were, like, that's mostly what I remember of it. Like, we were just stressing, like, about, like, getting everything out of here. And the fire, like, had already reached our area. But it wasn't, if you see the news, like, the fire, like, is, like, together and, like, just moving as one. In my dream, what happened was basically, like, the fire, it just popped, like tiny fires popped out of anywhere, if that makes sense. So, like, you see, like, a little bush over here, all of a sudden, a fire came out of it. And so, like, you would put it out, and then another bush over here, a fire came out of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And, like, I was looking, like, all around in my dream, and I would just, like, see, like, houses, like they would be in pitch dark, and then all of a sudden a fire, and then a fire, and then, like, blah, blah, blah. It was weird. I haven't had very, like...
Yeah, that sounds...
Oh, so what?
I haven't had many dreams. I can't remember the last dream I had. I can't remember the last dream I had. Oh. Yes, I do. So my last dream that I even remember is I was a Chinese man, and then I turned into a moose and I flew into the sky. And yeah, I flew into the sky and then I died. Even though I was a moose that was able to bend based on time, I could control everything at my will.
As a moose.
And then, yeah, as a moose that could fly. And then I even, like I was looking down on the world, and, you know, the country, or the world, the world's countries.
Yeah.
It was all mashed together into moose.
It's like into a moose.
Into a moose. The animal.
And I was just above the world, and I was still proud of what I created. And then I died.
Like, just like that, I just died. Then I get reincarnated into a cloud, but I'm shaped like a moose again. Only this time, I'm not able to bend fate, but I can bend time. And, that's pretty much all I can remember.
I'm starting to think your favorite animal is a moose.
No, my favorite animal. I don't know what my favorite animal is.
It's probably like your spirit animal or something.
The moose. Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I wouldn't complain. I mean, moose? You bet.
Okay.
But it's not my favorite.
Yeah, bro. Dreams are pretty weird.
I don't really get how they work. That's one of the things that's always.
It's probably like, so like obviously we have imagination, right? So maybe like in dreams, it's probably like that, except you like sort of like experience it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like, obviously, like right now you're awake. You can imagine like. Oh, climbing the Eiffel Tower or something, or just like fighting a whale or something. But in a dream, you'll like experience it. You're like, okay, I'm climbing the Eiffel Tower, or okay, I'm beating up this whale.
No, it's gone. Hmm.
Should you look it up on your phone? Sorry, continue.
No, I finished.
Hurry up!
No,
yeah. Yeah, hurry up, Cody. Hurry up.
Oh shit! Can look it up on his phone. Shit. Bruh, look it up on his phone.
Here's a good question. I totally just came up with it. I definitely didn't steal it. What, in your opinion, what is the biggest animal you think you can like beat up? So like, like it's like, I'm not talking like big animals, like out of every big animal, like which do you think is the fight? Like, I mean, like, what is the biggest animal you think you could fight? Like, some guy could say, like, oh, I think the biggest animal I could fight is a chicken. So, like, for them, that's the biggest animal. Like, that's what I mean it as. So, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, out of every big animal, which one do you think you could beat up? I mean, like, what level, like, of animal do you think you can fight or, like, beat up and win?
Probably a hamster.
A hamster?
Yeah.
I think I could fight a goat.
Because I could just pick them up and throw them at the wall and they're dead.
Well, like, let's say it's a challenge, but you 100% think you could win. For me, it's a goat.
A goat. You think you can beat up a goat?
Yes. Like, with the horns as well. Not like a hornless goat. I think I could do fairly well against a goat.
No, you'd get your ass kicked.
Nah, dude. I've seen how those things fight, like, each other. Like, whenever you see, like, a male wanting to dominate, like, another male and be like, yeah, I'm the king of this field. Like, they just, like, literally all they do to attack each other is, like, jump up, stand on their two back legs, wait for a bit, and then, like try to headbutt each other.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm fighting a goat, I'll be like, okay, punch. And, like, if I see it, like, get up, I'll be like, okay, I'll back up, I'll move around. And when it falls down, like, right hook it and right in the face or some shit. It's easy.
I don't know how long it'll take me. I don't know what animal I could beat up and win. Because there's a lot in there. Oh, man.
Do you think you could beat up a pig? Like a big pig, not like a mini piglet.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. I will beat the absolute living shit out of a pig.
I don't know, man. If they fucking bite you, you're gonna be screaming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How? Have you ever been bitten by a pig?
I've been bitten by a baby pig, and it caught me by surprise.
That how much it hurt?
Well, the only thing I'll say is that morning we had some delicious bacon.
Dude.
No, I'm joking. I'm just... Okay.
Oh my god.
I can already tell any vegan that listens to this is gonna be like, "How dare you!"
Just shoot him in the head after it bites you.
He's like, "Ah, you fuck!" And then just put it on a frying pan.
Like it, like all you hear in the distance is, "Ah, fuck!"
What other animal could I be?
If I heard that, I would laugh my ass off. But I'd also be very, very worried.
Dude. I've lately been, like, remembering, like, all the good times this year. Like, even though it ended short, like, a bunch of good shit happened. Like, funny shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, all the times you guys make fun of me.
Hey, don't forget that I was your fucking exercise trainer, okay, bucko?
Yeah. I've actually been doing exercises during the
pandemic. Oh, dude, I haven't. Dude, I was on a good roll in, like, May, I think. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, no, I can't. And then I just stopped.
Gave up.
Yeah, I want to get back into exercise because literally fucking this whole fucking quarantine has just been snacks.
Everyone who comes back from quarantine is going to say they quote-unquote worked out, if you know what I mean.
Like,
you don't know what I mean, dude.
I'm going to be honest. You cut out.
Okay. I said if everyone goes back to school, everyone's going to say they quote-unquote worked out, if you know what I mean.
This is probably a very disgusting joke.
Oh my god, they jacked
off. Oh, yeah, I knew it.
Christ, dude. I wonder how you didn't get it.
No, I knew it just had to do with, like, something, like, bad. Dude, oh my god, dude. There were so many memories.
From school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I really wanted to dissect a frog.
Oh, yeah, me too. That would have been awesome.
I would have sucked at it, though.
I probably would have messed around. Probably would have snorted one of its organs.
Oh, dude, I remember at school, me, Jesse, Deontay, we all built a giant penis in the middle of the fucking, like, the lunch area.
Really?
Yeah, we built the ass penis.
That's
like
awesome.
It was taller than the auditorium.
Oh my god!
I'm being dead ass.
How did you get in trouble?
No, well, we were playing Minecraft Earth, and we just built the giant penis.
Oh, Minecraft Earth! I forgot that existed.
Yeah. Then
I thought you meant like you took some stuff out of the NPR and then just built the penis.
Oh no. Imagine just building a giant penis.
Man, how disappointing.
Oh, there was lemon time with the boys.
Oh yeah, that's never gonna happen again.
Dude, I had so many lemons. Oh my god, remember when like quarantine like first started and I literally texted you and I was like, dude, I got mega melon like lemons. And I literally like filled up like 3 bags of lemons. Like big yellow lemons. And you're like, okay, bro, make sure you save those for when we get back to school. It's fucking August.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
And then my mom went through my backpack and she was like, ooh, what the fuck is this? Because she saw the sugar.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no idea. And then I took a good look at it and I was like, oh yeah, that's sugar.
She probably just thought it was cocaine.
She actually did because she was really mad.
Yeah, dude. As short as this year was, it was definitely a good year.
Meh.
Well, for me. Well, especially because like I made a ton of new friends. Like I made you as a friend. I made big boom boom guy as a friend. I made curly hair Mexican as a friend.
You made friends with the guy that gave us illegal N-word passes because we thought he was black, so we asked.
Oh yeah, and then there was the Jesus guy. I won't say his actual name. He's in the Bible. You remember him?
Yeah, I didn't really like that kid. Not because he hit me in the eye, but before that, way before that, I did not like him.
Dude, and it's so funny. I would have never met you guys, probably just a Jesus kid, if it wasn't for curly hair Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
And like, dude, literally, when you remember when like it was picture day?
I don't remember much from picture day.
Well, it was picture day, right? And I was in English class, and we were waiting in line to take our pictures. And literally the whole class was in clusters with their own groups, were like talking, like friends hanging out. And then there was just me and curly hair Mexican. we were in the back of the line, and like literally no one was around us, and I just go, sup.
Hi.
Yeah, I just go hi. And he goes, sup. And then I think like we share like memes or something. Or then like I'm like, oh yeah, follow me on Instagram or something like that. And then it happens. And then we get our pictures taken and we get our IDs and then we're like all just like comparing our IDs, like, oh look, I look so depressed or blah 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 like that.
I met you because a big boom boom guy.
Yeah, and I mean
because before it was just me and him hanging out, and then he was like, "I'm gonna go sit by this kid, which is you," and he said, "Because he's funny." He
was like, mm-hmm. Because he's funny.
That was his only reason. I was like, "Oh, okay." And I thought you, because I thought you didn't like me. I thought you were gonna go. I'm like, bye bye. And we ended up becoming pretty great friends. I ended up giving you my Spotify premium.
Big pog, dude.
Yes.
One day I'll pay you back. I'll give you like $20 or something.
$20.
No, dude. I met big boom boom guy. In my what was it called? Okay, you know the geography class.
Mm-hmm.
You had that teacher twice, right? For like the second semester and the first semester.
I never had geography.
Yeah, you did. Or geology. No, I didn't. Or geology, whatever it's called.
I didn't have that.
Yes, you did. Geology?
No, I had math, biology. I didn't have Jesse in my biology. Ooh, whoops. Excel citizen.
How are you? Okay. You had geography or geology. I don't remember what the name is called.
No, I had biology. I didn't have any. I didn't have geology.
Want me to remind you?
Yeah, remind me. Remind me.
When you got beat up by that one kid?
Ooh, geography. Yep.
Yeah. Dumbass.
Oh, whoopsie.
But you had that teacher for like the first semester as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was his class? It was like
freshman success.
Oh, yeah, like student success or something like that.
No, I had freshman in it.
No,
I don't remember what.
Think it had freshman in it.
I thought it had freshman in it, but anyway,
but
I had other kid in that class with me, the kid that screams coochie all the time and spanks his butt every like 2 seconds.
Okay.
Do you not know who he is or who I'm talking about? I can't say his name.
I'm pretty sure I do.
I could just tell you his name right now and you could just edit it out.
Does it start with a T?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that. All the classes I had with him were fun. Me and him met in eighth grade, and the teacher who no one liked in eighth grade. And then how we met, I was wearing like one of those metal beaded necklaces as a bracelet, and then he looked at it and he was like, "Oh my god, bling bling boy." We just became friends after that, pretty much.
I became friends with a big boom boom guy in that high school success class, and it was literally the same like interaction I had like with a curly hair Mexican, where the teacher was moving our seats because we were being too loud, and me and him were standing next to each other by the door, and I'm pretty sure I just tell him like, "Dude, when I went to homecoming, somebody took this very cursed image of me, and it's just terrifying. You want me to show it to you?" And you're like, "Okay," and I show it to him, and then I think like that's how we just started hanging out.
Yeah. I don't remember how I met Big Boom Boom Guy. I think I met him in like sixth grade in elementary school, but I don't really remember how we met. Exactly. All right, so how's quarantine been for you?
Well, it's definitely been a new. I've definitely never gone through something like this.
Yeah, so you don't know exactly what you want to do.
No, like I mean, like after all I've done in quarantine, I don't like I've never like gone through anything like what I've gone through in quarantine. Like with what happened in like the early months of quarantine with I won't say her name, but it starts with J.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and now with someone else. By the way, I gotta say this because I feel like it just sounds like I'm just switching from girl to girl. That's not the case. Like with the first person I'm talking about, I just there was just a point where, like, it just felt like it wasn't going anywhere. So we just, like, stopped talking. And that's basically how my feelings ended for her. I still consider her a friend, but I just don't like her in... I just...
Like that.
Yeah, like that. And a couple months go by. I'm pretty sure in July, me and this other person start talking again from 7th grade. And it really, like, so this is how it all started. I was going on Instagram, I was looking at my phone, and all of a sudden I get a message from someone, and they unsend the message. And, like, I go to my DMs, and for, like, a quick second, I was able to see, like, the person's username. And I'm not sure if it was her username or if it was someone completely else. But I was just left in mystery. I'm like, wait, did she text me, or was this, like, someone else? So she, what are you doing? What are you fucking doing? The nasty?
No, I'm clapping my hands together because I have hand sanitizer on.
Oh, well, basically, you know, like,
I wonder what jacking off of hand sanitizer would feel like.
Huh?
Nothing.
Well, that never happened. Basically, like, a couple days go by or something. Listen, man, if you got to do something, just tell me, and this podcast can end right now.
I don't need to do anything. Don't you worry.
Okay, buddy, just don't be touching yourself, okay?
I'm not touching myself on podcast. No, that's...
Okay. Yeah. Okay, then. Just stop making weird noises. Anyways.
I'm just discovering paper cuts on my hands that I didn't know that were there.
Cool, bucko. I didn't fucking ask. Let me continue with my story.
No, shut the fuck up.
But then she does this, like, Instagram thing where, like, you can send anonymous questions or something like that, except the person can see.
Or,
huh?
Nothing. Not.
Dude, just let me fucking speak.
Speak.
Then she does that, and it took me a while, but I'm like, okay, fuck it. What do I have to lose if I just ask her if she sent me a message and unsent it? So I ask her that, and then we talk for a bit. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I just thought it would be you because the username kind of looked like yours. And listen, motherfucker, if you don't stop talking, I'm going to end this podcast right now. I know it's a podcast.
Okay, buddy. Listen, I literally said just keep talking. Ignore what I'm saying. I am whispering.
Oh, well, don't. Okay? Well, don't be like. If you want me to keep. To keep talking, tell me to keep talking.
I literally said it twice.
No, you went like, you went like, keep talking, make sure you keep talking. No, keep talking, keep talking. How am I supposed to hear that?
I don't know, but just keep talking.
Okay, then. So I asked her if she sent me a message. We talked for a bit, and I apologize to her because of what happened in 7th grade. I'm not going to go into it. But, yeah, so we just stopped talking. And a couple days go by, and I put on my Instagram story basically the same thing, except I'm not, like, looking for people to ask questions. I just want people to say anything. And I literally, like, say these words. I'm like, say someone. Anyone, I don't care. Just say anything. And she just says anything. And then we just started talking again. And yeah, now we're here. And yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, and
I've been using hand sanitizer the whole time you've been talking.
Okay, man. You look like a Karen and you're starting to act like one if you're like, oh, I gotta put down hand sanitizer every 5 seconds.
I am not a Karen.
You look like one.
I do not fight the workers at the store.
But you look like one.
Oh, well, I got a haircut, bucko, so I no longer look like Karen.
Oh, well, I haven't seen the haircut, and since the picture, like the memory of your haircut, I'm going to remember it as a Karen haircut.
Oh, I'm so good. Chance.
But yeah, like a couple days ago on my story, I basically go like, quarantine's been going on for so long.
Oh, my hands are wet. Uh-oh.
Can you just stop putting on hands?
Why did you stop talking? And why? I gotta keep the corona away. That hand sanitizer would be corona away.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I basically, like...
I've literally said keep talking, like... I think they are four times now, but you just keep stop for some reason. I don't know why.
I'll keep talking when you stop talking.
I'm just saying I'm putting on
hands. Okay, just stop talking now then.
Okay.
Cool. Anyways. I basically say like quarantine's been going on for so long that I'm starting to go through the same thing that I went at the start of quarantine. Which was like, just feel like, yeah. Do you have to say something, or are you going through the news? Is there a new trend now? Do you want to talk about it? Is corona? Has there been a vaccine found? Is that what you want to tell me? That there's just a vaccine, or are you just like, just doing bad things?
No.
I swear to God.
Wait, what have I been doing? I have no idea what I've been doing wrong. You've just been yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you. I can yell, and I'm not yelling at you.
Okay.
Just
but you've been talking to me in a tone, and I don't really appreciate it, young man.
I'm older than you.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I am. I'm, like, literally half a year older than you.
I was born in January.
You were born in 2005.
I didn't know January was a year. Oh, wow.
I never said it was.
Then you said 2005. I said I was born in January.
Yeah.
You were born in 2005.
And I'm telling you, the year you were born in was 2005.
It's 2003.
No, you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
No, you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Nah.
All right, bucko, when's my birthday?
I don't know.
Wow. What a friend. What a friend. You know what?
Do you remember when mine is?
July 27th.
No.
Yes, it is.
My birthday was recent. You dumb fuck.
It was on a Monday.
No.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Was it on a? Wow. It was on a Tuesday. January 28th. January 28th.
Yes.
Or not January. I mean July.
No, you had it right.
No, your birthday's in July. You said it was recent.
January is pretty recent to me.
I was a day off. You can't even get my birthday right, you bitch. Yeah, exactly. Stay silent. You know I'm right.
Okay. And this hand sanitizer smells like nothing.
Speak up.
No,
I wonder what the 0.1% of what happens to the 0.1% of germs that does not die.
Why don't listen? If it kills 99.9% of germs, right?
Why? Hey, it's 99.99.
That's what I said.
You said 99.9.
I said 99.99.
No, you said 99.9.
Well, we'll listen to the audio, and if I'm right, I'm right, and if I'm wrong, I'm stupid. Okay, but listen, if it only
you up,
but, just let me fucking.
Why the fuck do you just stop talking? You know you can talk at any moment, no matter, right? Guys, I think I broke him.
I know where you live.
That's nice.
You should be scared.
My doors were always locked, so you get back to me.
Doors can't fucking protect you from gunshots.
You've seen my house. Does it look like my locks really work with the keys? My locks don't really work with the keys that well. It's gonna be impossible for you to try to pick my locks.
Yeah. It still won't protect you from a gunshot.
You don't know where my room is.
I don't care. You think I fucking care where your room is?
Well, then how do you know if he shot you or not?
I will shoot down every fucking room.
Well, or if I'm not there, what if I'm in the bathroom?
Does it matter? If you're at your house, it doesn't matter which room you're in.
I mean, it kind of does.
Anyways, thank you for listening to the Bread Detection Hotline.
Yeah, I wasn't done talking, asshole.
Okay, what do you have to say? What do you have to say? Is there a new vaccine? What interesting do you have to say? Exactly. Thank you for listening to the Bread Detection Hotline.
Hey, well, let me talk.
Okay,
go. I was saying it kind of does matter which room you're shooting in, because how do you know if you shot me or not?
I don't care. I'll destroy your entire family.
Okay.
Your parents are getting divorced anyways. Anyways.
Actually, that marriage is fixed.
What?
Their marriage is fixed. Oh. Man, what a bummer. I was really looking forward to the double birthdays and Christmas. Darn, what a shimmy shame.
Anyways.
That's wiggity whack.
Anyways, thank you for listening to the Bread Detection Hotline. And if you don't care about Cody's parents, make sure you share this podcast. And if you do care about his parents, make sure you share this podcast. Thank you to Anchor.
Wow.
Thank you to Anchor. And thank you, Cody, for being a guest this week.
Yeah, thank you, Cody.
Hopefully, at some point, we can all get on one episode, even though it'll just be hell.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. That's pretty lit.
Yeah. Anyways, bye.
See ya.